Hello and welcome to this AAT podcast on getting punctuation right. My name is Tracy Sinclair and I am a corporate executive coach and professional development consultant. I have been working with the AAT's staff, branch network and members for the last 13 years. This particular podcast is one of a mini-series of five in total, around the topic of effective business writing techniques within the workplace. This is the second business writing mini-series. The first one covered the following topics: a summary of effective business writing, planning to write, writing accurately, writing briefly, and writing clearly. Please do refer back to that mini-series if any of those topics are of interest to you. During this recording, there may be an opportunity for you to complete an exercise for yourself or to take a little time for thinking. Therefore, please feel free to pause the recording at any relevant point for this purpose. During the course of this recording, we will cover the following areas: full stops, question marks, semicolons, colons, commas, inverted commas, hyphens, initial capital letters, and apostrophes. Getting punctuation right. Full stops. Use a full stop at the end of a sentence, between statements that have no continuity of thought, preferably in, for example, and i.e., otherwise they are hard to read, but not after abbreviations, for example, NATO, UK, Mr. or Mrs., and not after people's initials. Question marks. Use a question mark at the end of a direct question. For example, is this correct? But not after an indirect question. For example, the committee asked whether this was correct. And also not after courtesy questions. For example, may I remind you all? Semicolons. Use a semicolon to mark a pause that is stronger than a comma, but not as strong as a full stop. To separate long items in a list, particularly if any of the items contain commas. And to separate complete sentences that are closely linked in meaning. Colons. Use a colon to introduce a word or group of words that explains or expands on an idea before it. Use a colon to introduce a tabulated list, a long quotation, particularly if it is indented. Do note, modern usage has dropped the hyphen after an introductory colon, but there is no law about this. Commas. Use a comma where you would normally pause for breath in the sentence, between short items in a list, before and after a word or group of words that could be removed without changing the basic idea. For example, Mickey Mouse, comma, the honorary treasure, comma, put forward the suggestion that. Use a comma more often than not at the join of two complete sentences linked by and, but, or so. and after introductory words or phrases at the start of a sentence. For example, however, comma, this was. After Mr. Green's presentation, comma, the committee discussed. But do not use a comma in the hope that it might make a fuzzy sentence clearer, or where it would separate words or groups of words that belong together. For example, it could be seen from the records that, comma, not it could be seen from the records, comma, that. And don't use a comma where you should have used a full stop or a semicolon. Inverted commas or quotation marks. Use inverted commas around quotations from speech or from other documents. Use them as a short way of expressing so-called or what is generally known as. But do not use them for emphasis or in an attempt to get away with a badly chosen word. Hyphens. Use a hyphen to avoid ambiguity. For example, the sweet shop girl being the sweet hyphen shop girl, or the sweet shop girl, the sweet shop hyphen girl. Use a hyphen to make a word easier to read. For example, call up or teach in, with each of those words being hyphenated in the middle. Use a hyphen after the prefixes non, ex, extra, pro, and anti. Use a hyphen where the first part of a compound word is a single letter. For example, X-ray. And to join compounds with three or more parts. For example, 60-year-old workers or Newcastle upon Tyne. Hyphens can be used within numbers, quantities and fractions. For example, 95, 2/3. And they can be used to separate repeated vowels. For example, skiing, cooperative, re-educate. Hyphens should not be used in the phrase thank you, except as an adjective. For example, a thank you note. They should not be used where two words have become a single idea. For example, armchair or bypass. Or when stating an age, length, quantity after a verb. For example, Mr. Jones told the committee that the building was now 25 years old. In this instance, 25 would not be hyphenated. Initial capital letters. Use initial capitals for the names or titles of people, places, countries and regions, days and months. For companies and usually departments. For government bills, acts of parliament and books or documents. For institutions, for example, the Bank of England. And for the job title of a named individual, usually. But capital letters are not used for points of the compass used as directions. For example, the marketing campaign would be moving north, would not have a capital N on north. Capital letters would not be used for company or job titles used in general, or for seasons. Spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Apostrophes. We use apostrophes to show a missing letter or letters. For example, there is a shorter version of they are. The apostrophe indicates the missing letter A. Here are some other examples. It's, it is. Can't, cannot. Hasn't, has not. Didn't, did not. We also use apostrophes to show the possessive of common nouns, things or objects, and proper nouns, people or places, i.e. belonging to. Remember, as we said before, the key here is to find the root word in the sentence and the apostrophe goes after that. If the root word already ends in an S, just add an apostrophe. For example, ladies would be the ladies' room with the apostrophe after the S. Dogs, the dogs' kennels, the apostrophe would be after the S of dogs. When the word ends in S, add S when you pronounce the added syllable. For example, Charles becomes Charles's office. James becomes James's computer. Chris becomes Chris's new job role. In this instance, each of those names are written followed by the apostrophe and an additional S. Simply add the apostrophe if you don't pronounce the added syllable. For example, Dickens, the Dickens Museum, is just Dickens ending in an S, followed by the apostrophe. This concludes the podcast on getting punctuation right. I do hope you found this useful, and thank you very much for listening.